What the bloody hell?
Hit the road, Gramps. This is a private skybox.
I'm Rupert Murdoch, the billionaire tyrant, and this is my skybox.
Weekend Edition Sunday host Leanne Hansen has been in Las Vegas this past week doing some reporting for upcoming stories on our program. We've reached her where else? At a casino. Hi, Leanne. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk with you, Lynn.
Now, I gather you are at the Mirage. Tell us a little bit, what's it like there at the moment?
Well, interesting. There are a lot of people on the casino floor playing all kinds of games, from penny slots to baccarat to craps to roulette. I mean, this is really, I'm amazed, a 24-hour city.
Okay. What about the stories you're working on? Tell us about those.
Well, mostly the story that we're working on is the economy of Las Vegas. In the past couple of years with the recession, there are reports that, you know, Las Vegas is really suffering. And so we're out here to see what the economy is like out here and what kind of diversification efforts are being made to maybe give the city a little bit more money from other sources other than gambling, entertainment, and tourism. One of the other stories we're working on is going out into the desert to what you could call a solar farm, because one of the ways that the state and the city is trying to diversify its economy is to get into alternative sources of energy. And as you know, I mean, with the amount of sunlight that Nevada gets every year, solar energy seems like a good way to go. We're also doing a fun story. We did go to an old-fashioned showgirl show, one of the last ones remaining in Las Vegas, because we are doing a story about one of the dancers, a guy from Brooklyn who studied with Eartha Kitt and is a dancer. He plays Samson in the stage show at night. By day, he's a policeman and trains cadets and trains law enforcement officers here in defensive and offensive tactics. So it's quite a juxtaposition to see someone like that working here in Vegas. So we're going to tell you all about him as well.
Sounds like fun.
It is fun.
Well, now I know you met with the mayor of the city, Oscar B. Goodman. I gather he's something of a character. What was he like and what did he have to say?
Character does not begin to describe the man. I mean, first of all, you walk into his office and it is filled with tchotchke of his, you know, knickknacks and photos and baseball memorabilia and football helmets and his desk. He sits, it's a throne. It's this carved wooden chair. And he is a cheerleader for the city. He is an eternal optimist. And although he said, yeah, there are some things that need to be done, he hopes that Las Vegas is going to be able to do it.
You know, we were the fastest growing, so when you're the fastest growing and the world is hit with the recession, you become one of the fastest falling. But our infrastructure is in place. We have the very, very best to attract tourists. There's some suffering that's taking place now with foreclosures, with unemployment, but we're going to come back. As soon as the world gets confidence in their monetary situation, we're going to come back.
So as you can see, Mayor Goodman is very optimistic, and it reminds me of the old phrase that Mark Twain used about his death. I'll paraphrase it. Reports of the death of Las Vegas are highly exaggerated.
Now, I know this is your first visit to the city. Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
What do you think your lasting impression is going to be? What's the thing that has really hit you about the city that maybe you weren't expecting or you're really going to remember?
Well, I didn't know what to expect, but I tell you, I'm blinded by neon. I'm blinded by sequins. Everywhere you go, their music is piped in. I mean, lights are on. It's a 24-hour city. And I wasn't expecting to see so many people here. But it is, I've only been here for a couple of days, and there's so much still left to see. So it's an amazing city.
NPR's Leanne Hansen on assignment in Las Vegas. Thanks very much, Leanne. Good talking with you.
Good talking to you, Lynn. You're welcome.
To see a photo of Leanne with the mayor, you can visit the Weekend Edition Facebook page.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. and I'm just a devil with nervous spares.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
How I wish that there were more than the 24...
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.